Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Beverly Williams is our guest. She is an original member of our Brain Trust. She is also the co-author of The 30-Second Commute, which is a book on home-based business. And if you're home-based or want to be, you must have this book. I don't know how you could possibly plan to be successful in this day and age without the perspectives and the wisdom of our good friend Beverly Williams and her co-author, Don Cooper. Beverly was the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year, and that's an award that the SBA gave her, and we couldn't do without her. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. It's always my pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here. So how, you know, Beverly, we got this kind of weird thing going on right now. And to a large degree, Main Street economy is not all that bad. It's still got life. It's still got some blood flowing through it. And I was in Hampton Roads, Virginia, as you know, last week. And mm-hmm. I asked an audience of over 200 people when I spoke to them, you know, how many of you think how many of your businesses are down? Mm-hmm. And a couple of people raised their hand, and I said, how many of you have your businesses are actually doing okay? Mm-hmm. And I didn't say great, I just said okay, and all the rest of them raised their hand.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, there's a lot of ways the economy is hanging in there, but we got this financial crisis thing going on in New York. And not only in New York, but in certain elements of the country, that's very serious. It's a very serious challenge. As you know, the Congress and the administration are debating, and the Fed and the Treasury Department are debating what to do about this.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of, even though the economy is kind of hanging in there, there's still a lot of concern, a lot of worry right now, isn't there?
There is, and as you know, I live in a more rural, agricultural type of community, and what I'm hearing from people here in this immediate area is that for some people, and these are the people who are living, well, I can't even say paycheck to paycheck because they're not getting a paycheck right now. They're not able to write their own paycheck because... It's small business owners. These are micro enterprises. These are people who are... one- and two-person operations, they're working out of their home, or in some cases they have commercial space, but most of them are home-based businesses, and they are hurting. They are trying
to Garrett County, Maryland, where you live, is almost the entire western little cutlet of Maryland there.
Right.
Garrett County, Maryland depends a lot on, it's kind of become a resort area, hasn't it?
Well, it has.
And I wonder if the economy is just the concern about the economy has prevented people from traveling there and doing business there.
Well, according to the real estate agents, the rental agents, and so forth, no, business was not down any more than it might be any other year because of weather and other factors.
Yeah.
And in fact, what I heard from one rental agent was that they had people coming who had never come here before because it was closer. It was one gas tank away.
Staycation, they call them.
Staycation, yes. So it really, in some respects, may be part of that. But not everybody here depends upon the tourist trade. In fact, if they're depending upon the tourist trade, they go against my advice because they have to have something that goes year-round.
Yep.
And although this is a year-round resort area, it is not going to have the kind of traffic that people need to sustain a business all year round.
Right.
So the people I'm talking about are the service industry, small businesses, micro-enterprises running out of their home, and unfortunately, they're also the ones that don't usually have a marketing plan. They are so busy trying to wear all the hats by themselves that they haven't done the looking into the future and what if.
Do you think, Beverly, they might also be watching a little too much television with regard to the talking heads and not spending as much time in the marketplace? In other words, they watch the financial news channels and they talk themselves into being convinced that that nobody's going to do business with them because the economy's so bad.
Well, they ought to take my advice, which is turn off the television.
Exactly.
You know, I do
talk to your customers. Start listening. Listen, you heard me say it 1,000 times, folks.
Yep.
Listen to your customers. Stop listening to the talking heads.
That's right. And if you don't have enough business right now to sustain you, that's not necessarily because of the economy.
That's right.
It may be that you simply have run a cycle and you have not been marketing all along, and you haven't gone and done some of the things like getting in touch with your customers and saying, just wanted to see how things were going, you know, is there anything I can do for you? That personal touch, particularly for the micro enterprises, is just absolutely vital to your business. And waiting until you're in a slump like this, it's not that it's too late, but boy, you're going to look desperate, and because you are. And
so, you know, last week when I was in Hampton Roads, I asked this audience. I said, "How many of you have salespeople that put you one step away from the customers? You're one step removed from customers because you have salespeople between you and them." And several raised their hands.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "This would be an excellent time for you to go get reacquainted with those those customers. Not that you replace the salesperson, not that you preempt them or co-opt them or subvert them, but that you just say, you know what, I know you're being taken care of, but I just wanted you to come by and let you know that I'm here and that I'll do whatever I can do to help you."
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, you'd be amazed how many people, how many eyebrows I saw raised as if to say, "Hey, I think I better go do that."
Yeah, I haven't thought of that one. Yeah, it's sort of a duh moment. It really is important for you to stay in touch with your customers, and not just in a time when things may be getting a little tight or are very tight, whichever situation you may be in. Because, again, you don't want the attitude or the perception from people that you're desperate and looking for work.
Yeah, that's not the way you do it. You gotta go say, "Hey, what can I do to help you?"
Right.
And you're desperate to help them, not desperate for business.
Right.
We'll come back. I'm going to ask Beverly, is this a good time to start a home-based business? 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's the Reverend Al Green to take us out.
That I found a way to make you say.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having more fun than the law allows, talking about our small businesses. Good times, bad times, somewhere in the middle, they still belong to us, don't they, ladies and gentlemen? The challenges and the opportunities belong to us. That's what I like about being a small business owner, is whatever happens, the good stuff, the bad stuff, and all the stuff in the middle, it belongs to me. I like that. Well, okay, sometimes me and the bank. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you'll check those out. Use them to your advantage. Beverly Williams has deposited many pearls of wisdom before us in both of these websites over the years, and we appreciate that very much. Beverly, as you know, folks, is the author, co-author of the 30-Second Commute, the outstanding book on home-based business. Beverly, I get this question. In fact, recently I've gotten this question from a couple of people. Is this a good time to start a home-based business?
My answer is yes. Any time is a good time to start a home-based business if you've done your planning and if you are not doing it out of desperation because you've lost your other job or whatever.
Right.
Just as any
other
time.
Desperate men and women do desperate things.
That's right. That's right. And it is not the right time, any time, to do it that way. However, if you have done your research, you've done your planning, you've identified a need that you can fill, and you have the money in the bank to cover your personal
capital
business for a while,
yep. Operating capital.
Yes, operating capital. If you have that, then any time is a good time to start a business. I don't care what the economy is doing, if you're smart about it. You know, people say, well, entrepreneurs are risk takers. Yes, I agree, except you have to put the word calculated in front of risk.
Not foolhardy, calculated.
No, that's right. You've done your research. You've looked into everything. You've proven to yourself on paper beyond a shadow of a doubt that, you know, this is something that is worth taking the risk for. Then go for it.
Every time you leave the house, you're taking a risk going out onto the byways and highways of life.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that you don't stop and turn look left and right.
That's exactly
when you cross the street.
Exactly right. You are looking at all the possibilities. You are making some decisions based on information you've researched, facts that you've been able to gather, and said, yeah, this is worth doing. If you are not, I had a call from somebody the other day. They have a little bit of money. They want to buy an existing business that has not kept good records. Therefore, they can't go to the bank with information on the last 3 years' financials. And he said, is this a good risk? And my answer was no. I think he's throwing money down the drain.
It is possible to take that business, though, and sort of I'll think of the term in a minute, but it is possible to resurrect some numbers from that business and go forward with it, but it makes it more difficult to do, because now you're presuming what you think happened and what will happen instead of knowing what actually did happen.
Exactly.
Forensic is what I was the word I was trying to use. A forensic analysis of the business and on how you think it performed, and there are some records you can do, but you're right. No, you gave them good advice because but here's the thing, Beverly. Most small businesses, unfortunately, and I'm really sad to say this, folks, this is one of the reasons why the failure rate is so high. Most small businesses do not keep good financial records.
Right. Yep. And not only is it a problem when you want to sell the business, it's a problem if you need to go get a line of credit or any number of other things.
Or just manage the business so you know where you've been.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't know where you've been, how are you going to figure out where you're going?
That's exactly right. It is very, very difficult. My advice to this man was to go and sit on the corner in front of this business and count the number of cars that went by and take a small percentage of the number and say, okay, this many people are going to stop and do
and see business. How many people went in the building.
Exactly. You know, I said, that kind of research is vital. And he said, you really want me to go sit in my car? I said, yeah, I do.
Well, I'll tell you, whether how many cars go by is important. Just him sitting there watching the business, he'll get some perspectives, I can tell you that.
That's exactly right.
That's shoe leather. That's shoe leather stuff there.
Yes. Sometimes that's all you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And,
but there are a thousand things you got to look at. I mean, is this a 20th century business that is going to take a complete makeover to make it a 21st century business? Can it even be resurrected? Why are these people selling? Is that are they trying to give you one of their bad deals, I've seen that happen. You have too.
Yes, I have. I have a whole list of questions, because that seems to be probably a quarter of the business that I do here is advising people on whether or not they should buy an existing business. And I have a list of questions that I have them ask before they ever take the next step. And the first thing is, why are you selling it?
Yep.
And try and analyze whether or not that's the real reason or what they think you want to hear.
Yeah.
So, I think as far as the economy right now, yes, people are tightening their belts. I think they're doing it more out of possible problems than actual. I do blame the media, and I think people should turn off their TVs and do what their gut tells them.
And talk to their customers. Hey, Beverly, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
You're quite welcome. It's always my pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, a great resource for us. She'll be back, I promise, real soon. Quick break. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us.
I want to be with you everywhere.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.